Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. If the nice weather the last few days has you yearning to get outside and play, Ashley McGuire from Friends of Sears Island has some ideas.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGuire, and I'm the Outreach Coordinator for Friends of Sears Island in Searsport. Our organization is the land manager for the island, acting as stewards for the conservation area on Sears Island. We maintain trails and access to the beaches in addition to offering a wide variety of free public programs throughout the year. Today, I want to tell you about some events we have coming up in the next week or so with Friends of Sears Island. There's definitely a theme this month around getting out and getting through the last part of winter before spring shows up and is here to stay. First of all, we have installed a winter mindfulness walk on the interpretive panels on Sears Island. This self-guided walk begins at the sign next to the kiosk and continues along the homestead trail until you reach the milkweed field and old house foundation, covering approximately a half mile. The signs along the way include inspirational poems and quotes, simple activities and techniques to stay in the moment, and information about the benefits of walking in the forest, as well as meditations on the lessons we can draw from nature about surviving the harsh seasons of life. This self-guided activity will be available to island visitors through the end of March. We also just delivered a bunch of free backyard birding-themed activity kits for kids to Carver Memorial Library in Searsport. Late winter is a great time to put out a bird feeder and observe what feathered friends come to your backyard. The birds that overwinter are desperate for food, and soon migratory birds will return. Each activity kit includes a wooden craft set for building a simple bird feeder, bird seed, and a blank journal for children to record the birds that visit and note their behaviors. Educational handouts are also included, featuring information about common backyard bird species that winter in Maine, along with journaling prompts and templates and suggestions of other nature exploration activities to try in late winter. The kits are intended for children ages 5 to 12 and are sponsored by First National Bank. Pre-registration is no longer required to receive a kit. Simply stop by Carver Memorial Library in Searsport when they're open and request a kit for your child while supplies last. Next up, on Sunday, March 15th, from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., Friends of Sears Island will be hosting an all-ages community crafting program. Here's a great chance to get out of the house and have a change of scenery while gathering with others to create a variety of fun projects. The program will be held at Mermaid Plaza at 1 East Main Street in Searsport. We'll have several crafting stations set up where participants can make decoupaged shell trinket dishes, springy cherry blossom and forsythia branch decorations, a mini toadstool and moss craft, felted friendship bracelets, button trees, and decorate rocks for your garden. Participants will have approximately 20 minutes at each station, allowing the option to make all of the projects if desired. This program is for all ages, young, old, and in between, but children must attend with an accompanying adult. To help defray materials costs, we are suggesting a $5 donation per person or $10 per family. If you plan to attend, please RSVP to outreach at friendsofsearsisland.org so that we can anticipate the quantity of materials we will need to have on hand. Lastly, we will be hosting a Zoom presentation titled State of the Birds, Decades of Change on Thursday, March 19th at 6:30 p.m. given by Nick Lund of Maine Audubon. Bird populations in Maine are continually changing. This presentation covers the last few decades and discusses which species are disappearing, which are increasing, and then looks ahead to wonder what the future of Maine birds might be. Nick Lund is Maine Audubon's advocacy and outreach manager. He's a birder and bird writer and the author of several books. Please visit friendsofsearsisland.org to sign up. Registered participants will receive a link to the Zoom prior to the event. And for more information about all of our upcoming events, you can also visit our Friends of Sears Island Facebook and Instagram pages.
That was Ashley McGuire, friendsofsearsisland.org. I'll post the links on today's archives. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.